Show on 1460 The Fan, and from the relative calm of that home run call, you know it took place sometime in the first three or four innings. Tom Hamilton of a Grady Sizemore home run. Spiels, I've never had my picture taken by so many women in my life.
Are you single?
I'm sitting next to Grady here at the Indians Caravan. This is fantastic.
Well, I know you and I didn't get better looking all of a sudden.
I know, but I'll tell you what. You sit next to Grady, all the ladies come forward. Grady, nice to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for
welcome
having
me. Welcome to Central Ohio.
I appreciate it.
How's your off-season gone?
It's going good. It's going real good.
You try to do a lot of working out. You try to do a lot of relaxing so your body's ready for 162 games. What do you do?
A little bit of both. You know, when the season's over with, I take about a month off. But after that, you get back into workout mode and try to get your strength back and get healthy for the season.
What's the off-season workout program like for you? I know that you have a history and a background in football. How's it different in baseball? And is it guided by the Cleveland Indians strength and conditioning program, or is it something that you do?
It's a little bit of both. I think Tim Maxey, our strength coach, does a great job of giving us a good workout program to follow up with. And then I when I'm back in Arizona in the offseason, I try to follow that as much as I can and come back here and work out with him.
And going into spring training, I know that obviously you're disappointed from last year and how to finish. What the expectations is to finish the job. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely fair. It's where we want to be. I think everyone's got a little chip on their shoulder. You know, obviously we didn't finish what we wanted to, but we're going to use that to motivate us and to get stronger as a team.
Grady Sizemore, our guest here on 1460 The Fan. You know, we just had Eric Wedge up here, and he said something I thought was really interesting. He said the amount of work your club has left to do is more than you guys have accomplished to this point, getting within a game of going to the World Series. And what do you think, Grady, that atmosphere of playing in Fenway will do for you guys, game 6 and 7, of getting up 3-1 on the Red Sox, of beating the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs? You know, you guys were so close a couple of years ago, then you had a disappointing 06. Last season got within a game of the World Series. Just talk about where your club has been in terms of learning how to win and what you think last year will do for you, even though it ended very disappointingly.
Well, it wasn't the way we wanted to end, but like you said, we've gone through some ups and downs, and it's a big mountain to climb. I think we've gotten close a few times, and last year obviously was our closest, and we learned a lot from that experience. But like you said, we still have a long way to go, and a lot to learn. And it's great to be on this team, to be able to be with a group of guys that are doing it together, and like we've come up together, we play together, and we're still working together to get to that same spot.
Grady, I asked Eric Wedge this, and I'll ask you, and I just was curious. Do you do an evaluation of yourself and how often, and things that you like that you're doing and things that you can improve on? Is there a big one at the end of the season that this is something I'm really going to focus on going into spring training?
Yeah, you know, every year I try to improve on all parts of my game, but, you know, I evaluate myself after every game. Yeah. You know, I'm probably in the video room too much, doing stuff that, you know, I probably even shouldn't be doing, overanalyzing, but that's just the way I am. I'm always going to be
If you don't do it, you feel like something's wrong. The worlds aren't lining up if I'm not in that video room.
Well, I think that there's always something you can improve on. I think the thing about baseball is it's such a challenging game, and it's such a game of failure. You're always, you can fail 70% of the time and you're an all-star. You know, like that's the way it works, and it's just kind of I'm always going to work to be better and try to be that perfectionist.
Well, if you can pinpoint one thing in your game that you would like to, I don't know, anything that you would like to do more consistently that you maybe want to get better at specifically.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the big thing for me is being more a consistent hitter. I think I've had times where I've had good stretches, but I think, you know, the great hitters are the ones that can get out of those slumps quickly and be more consistent. If I can be, you know, have better pitch selection and swing at better pitches and work the count into my favor and really execute the game plan. I think sometimes you go up there with the game plan, but you kind of get out of whack, as mid at bat goes. You know, maybe you fall behind and you start to lose, not to trust yourself and lose that game plan that you had.
Grady Sizemore, our guest here on 1460, The Fan, Indians Caravan here at the Hilton Easton. I would think the one thing you'd want to improve on in your game is cutting down the strikeouts, making more contact. Is that something you've thought a lot about? I mean, you got to be careful because you don't want the power numbers to go down.
I said power numbers aren't a big part of my game. I'm not really worried about them. It just kind of comes, naturally, I think. But, obviously every hitter wants to cut down on strikeouts, and I have quite a bit. But, I don't go up there, thinking not to strike out. Don't go up there. I go up there, trying to be aggressive and trying to do something and, get a ball in the gap, and that's my game. But, like I said, being more consistent as a hitter is going to hopefully, improve on those
numbers.
Well,
do you feel like over the years you've become better at handling certain pitches, the slider away, the hard stuff down and in, that you work more on that aspect of being a hitter than you do worrying about strikeouts and what the numbers are.
I try to hit every pitch. That's why I strike out.
Yeah.
I try to swing at every pitch.
More selective, then, is what you're looking for.
Oh, definitely. But like I said, I feel like I can hit all those pitches, so that's probably why I swing on all of them. But like you said, being a selective hitter is tough, and being able to have a game plan and being have the patience to execute that game plan is what makes the great hitters great.
Last year when you guys were in a little bit of a slump as a team, Grady, a brief period where they moved Kenny Lofton into the leadoff spot, dropped you down to third, put you back in the leadoff spot, then the team started to take off. You know, hitting is hitting, but do you feel more comfortable being the guy who leads off? And as a lot of people have wondered, because you're young, because you're going to maybe grow into your body a little bit more as you get older, that you might be a guy they'd drop down to the third spot as your career progresses. But you like that leadoff spot, I think, and you want to stay there?
Yeah, you know, I told Eric that I'm comfortable hitting anywhere. I go, you put me wherever you want to put me. You want to put me one and put me nine, I'm happy either way. I just want to be in the lineup. And I am more comfortable in the leadoff spot. That's just because I've been there, you know, my whole career, and that's just what I'm used to. But I can make that adjustment wherever he wants me to hit.
Obviously you follow what's going on with Major League Baseball and the Mitchell Report. Do you, as a player, a young player that's concerned about the game and a future leader in the game, do you pay much attention to it, or you just think, man, I can't wait till this thing is over with?
You know, you follow it because it's hard not to follow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the game that we play and the game that we love, and you hate to see this happen. And I think, you know, most players now are just looking for this to get, you know, to move on from this and to get past it. And I think people don't really realize that all this stuff has taken place in the past. You know, this is, you know, a couple of years ago, and we've done a great job of cleaning this game up and getting the right testing and program in place. So hopefully we can just move past this and, you know, get forward with baseball.
So most players that you know are proponent of the stricter testing program and want to cooperate to clean this up.
Yeah,
or continue
definitely.
To clean it up.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten better, obviously, because the stakes are so high now.
Yeah, I mean, you kidding me?
Yeah, the consequences, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of consequences. And I think we've done a good job of cleaning that up, especially in the last 2 years. The program has really really improved, and is really, I mean, it's strict. And it's, like you said, it's guys aren't looking to, you know, get that extra edge and try to cheat. I think it's more right now what they're doing is just kind of, you know, going back and trying to see what happened in the past. So it's tough. You want to move forward and you want to get on, but obviously you want to clean the game up as well. So I can see where they're coming from.
Talking with Grady Sizemore here on 1460 The Fan, and you alluded earlier in our interview to the closeness on this team and guys that have come up together, and you've tried to win the World Series with this group that you identify with. You made a decision to sign a long-term deal with the Indians, and I just wonder what it was about the organization. You could have, you know, played out your contract and gone for big money, maybe hired Scott Boras, I don't know. But, you know, you decided you want to be an Indian for a long, long time. What is it about the Indians organization that helped you make that decision?
Well, it's you know, ever since I've been here, I feel like I had a home. You know, Cleveland really took me in and just, you know, really made me feel right at ease. And I was honored and proud when they came to me, you know, and started negotiating after really only 1 year. You know, they didn't have to do that. And I felt, you know, I was overwhelmed. I couldn't wait to get it done. I wanted to be a part of this team and this city for, you know, years to come.
Now, I got to ask you about the car.
Okay.
Because I've heard about the car. Right. I want to know exactly what the car is. And I was extremely disappointed when Sports Illustrated did the story on you and they didn't have a picture of the car.
Didn't show it, yeah.
So what did you tell them? I don't want you to show my car, or what's the deal? Tell us
no,
what you drive.
I drive a Lincoln Continental.
1966 Lincoln Continental.
Is that with the big tire thing in the trunk?
It's a convertible.
Convertible.
Yeah.
Big fins on it or not?
No, it's no big fins. No,
okay.
It's pretty. I mean, it's big. It's a boat, but it's not.
Well, tell me the story behind why you drive, because you could drive anything you want now. You're making pretty good cash.
Yeah.
Why do you drive a '66 Lincoln Continental?
Oh, because it just rides so nice.
When did you get it?
No, I got it about 2 years ago. Yeah, it. You know, it's one of those cars that you saw in the TV or in the newspaper, and you just liked it. And I happened to come across, you know, a friend who saw one for sale, and I just I went to the guy and I was like, you know, what's it going to take? And you know, one thing led to another, and I'm driving a convertible.
So is it restored like perfectly like it was when it came off the showroom floor, or
it's,
what?
Yeah, it's not like mint condition, but it's in pretty good shape.
You drive that in training camp or spring training?
I did last year.
Spiels wants a ride.
No, just be ready. Watch out for Bob Feller, because he's a psycho in his car. he about ran me over 3 or 4 times last year.
I've seen Bob in the parking lot. It's dangerous.
I'm going to have to ask Feller if that was him running you over or you running him.
No, I'm telling you, man. Bob Feller behind the wheel?
He's even in the old golf cart, he's dangerous.
I'd keep all players away from Bob when he comes down.
All right, I can't believe we've gone this long without Spiels asking you about your football career. At one time, you'd signed a scholarship to play quarterback at the University of Washington, right? Yeah. But baseball, the Expos came through with an offer, I think, that blew you away, right? And you were fully expecting to play college football.
Yeah, you know, I had kind of told everyone that's what I wanted to do, and you know, that was my route. And I think, you know, I always saw myself playing baseball in the future. That was kind of the sport that I really enjoyed playing. I had a lot of fun. I still miss football, but in the end, I got that opportunity. I just kind of ran with it.
Your quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Were they recruiting as a quarterback or a DB?
They're recruiting me as a quarterback. I play defense too, and most schools were recruiting me for a defender to play safety. And I think you know, Washington was really the only school that, you know, recruited me to play quarterback, and they were willing to work, you know, with football and baseball, so it kind of made the decision easy for me.
You like the spread option? Would you be a good spread option quarterback?
I love the option, yeah.
Yeah.
I run the option all day.
Michigan needs a quarterback, just in case.
Oh, no. I don't think I might not make it into the stadium if I went to play for Michigan.
Well, good man. You're learning well, Grady.
Congratulations on your success.
Oh, thank you.
I know you talked about wanting to be an Indian. I think the people here can attest to the fact that they love you being an Indian. And, you know, it'd be great to have you here in Cleveland for a long, long time. And hopefully we'll be talking about a World Series title when we meet next spring.
Definitely.
Grady Sizemore, center fielder for the Cleveland Indians, our guest here on 1460 The Fan. If you can't tell, we're live at the Indians Caravan out here at the Hilton Easton. Big show will continue. Spielman Hooley, and we hope to grab Tom Hamilton. Indians broadcaster Hammy will join us next, right after the Fifth Third Bank Stock Report with Jason Wild.